This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida Thursday to visit with families of the victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of the collapsed building stretched into a six-day as families desperate for progress endured a wrenching wait for answers. Biden has offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community. The number of confirmed dead stands at 12, with 150 people still unaccounted for after last Thursday's collapse. Israel's new foreign minister is in the United Arab Emirates on the first high-level trip by an Israeli official to the Gulf Arab state since the two countries normalized relations last year. Yair Lapid's visit Tuesday to the UAE capital of Abu Dhabi comes after the two countries formalized the ties in a deal brokered by the Trump administration. Lapid, the architect of a new Israeli government that brought down the record 12-year-long tenure of Benjamin Netanyahu, inaugurated the Israeli embassy in Abu Dhabi. At that event, he called on countries of the region to recognize that Israel is here to stay. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says a grave incident has threatened his country's coronavirus prevention efforts, a rare admission by Pyongyang, which claims to be free of COVID-19. During a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim chastised senior officials for unspecified carelessness related to the coronavirus pandemic. The news agency said that the officials have caused a grave incident that poses a huge crisis to the safety of the nation and its people. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's COVID-19 surge is on the edge of a catastrophe as more than infectious Delta variant dominates transmission and chokes hospitals in Southeast Asia's worst epidemic. That's according to the Red Cross. Indonesia has reported record daily COVID-19 infections of more than 20,000 in recent days, and a new wave of infections fueled by the emergence of highly transmissible virus variants and increased mobility after the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Hospitals in several designated red zone areas have reported overcapacity, including the capital, Jakarta, which its isolation beds 93% occupied as of June 27th. A nurse working in a state-run hospital in North Jakarta said there were COVID patients who died while waiting for the hospital beds. U.S. officials are closing four emergency facilities set up to house record numbers of migrant children caught crossing the Mexican border alone. But officials Tuesday cautioned that minors are still arriving on the southern border despite the summer heat. The Department of Health and Human Services will shut two facilities in Texas and two convention centers in California by early August. The juvenile coordinator for the agency's Office of Refugee Resettlement says four sites will remain open, including one that faced criticism for immigrant advocates at Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas. For China's Communist Party, celebrating its 100th birthday on Thursday, it's not just about glorifying its past. It's also about cementing its future and that of its leader, Chinese President Xi Jinping. In the build-up July 1st anniversary, Xi and the party have exhorted its members in the nation to remember the early days of the struggle. Experts say that the party has long invoked its history to justify its right to rule. Shoring up its legitimacy is critical since the party has run China single-handedly for more than 70 years. North Korea's official media say that leader Kim Jong-un berated senior ruling party officials again for their failures to fight the coronavirus. He said the grave incident and the pandemic and the fight created a huge crisis, but the report from the Korean Central News Agency did not give details. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.